Ti isto kar si moramo danas pogledati, ne? Si moramo pogledati eno vprašanje, ne? Ki ponavadi per elektrotehniki se ga ljudje izognejo. Ne? In sicer izognejo se v tem oziru v naših vizih, ne? Ne rešijo pač, da z njimi imamo generator. Ne? In ta generator lahko nam daje poljubno frekvenco, vse, kar si želimo. Ne? So in our circuits, usually when we analyze the behavior from a circuit, we say we connect the generator on the input of our circuit. Now, who's going to build the generator? That's the question. No one wants to do that. Kako se lotiti, kako narediti? Dobro, generator lahko rečemo, če pogledamo dobrih 100 let nazaj, ne? Je v generator v resnici taka mehanska naprava, ne? Ki se je vrtela, ne? Pač mehansko vrtenje in ste dobili tam ven, ste dobili ven izmenično, ne? Pač koliko vrtlajev, koliko polovih čevljev je imel generator, toliko frekvence ste ven dobili, takšne so bili vrtlaji in ste vedeli vse, ne? So looking more than 100 years ago at low frequencies, the generator was really a mechanical device, rotating, counting the pole pieces, counting the RPM of the generator, you could calculate the frequency that's going to get out of this generator. But in this way, only low frequencies could be generated. There were patents for high frequency generators, patents that were being used. Alexanderson, I think, built some generators, could generate a few 10 kilohertz or maybe even 100 kilohertz, having specially designed pole pieces. Even Nikola Tesla designed such generators. But mechanically you could not get over 100 kHz. Se pravi, so poskušali ljudje kupiti naredili take mehanske generatorje, da bi proizvajali višje frekvence, ampak nekaj 10 kHz, mogoče 100 kHz z posebnimi nažaganimi poli. Alexanderson je najbolj znan tak generator, tudi Nikola Tesla ima svoje patente okoli tega. Ampak kaj dosti više se ne daje. Kako so potem naredili radijsko zvezo? So what to use in radio communication? The only thing that was available was a spark. A spark is a fast closing switch. Se pravi, edina stvar, kar se dalo uporabljati v iskrišče, iskrišče, kakor skistikalo, ki se zelo hitro zapre, in ki je pognalo unihanje en rezonator na dosti višji frekvence. So a spark was used to start the oscillation inside the resonator. The oscillation would be dampened, but at least we could have some damped oscillation at higher frequency. This was not a true oscillator. Se pravi, mi smo tak, niskofrekvenčni, so low frequency generator, we connected to a spark plug. And this spark plug was actually charging with energy, resonance circuit. The activity and the capacities. So this was the way to produce higher frequencies 100 years ago. Na ta način se dalo visoka frekvenca narediti. Heinrich Hertz, poskusi od Heinricha Hertza so bili prav tudi. On je z iskriščem, ki je bilo stikalo, ki se hitro sklenilo, je generiral frekvence nekaj 100 MHz. So Heinrich Hertz, his first experiments with radio waves were exactly that. Low frequency, high voltage generator, triggering a spark. The spark was the closed fast closing switch, and this fast closing switch actually started the oscillation of a tuned circuit at higher frequencies, or a resonator, or a half-wave dipole in the case of Hertz. Seveda, vse te stvari niso bile tisto, kar bi si človek želel, ne? No, in tista prelomnica bi je tudi leto 1912, ne? V Ameriki Edwin Armstrong, v Austro-Ogrski Aleksander Meissner. The main point in changing things was really 1912, not for the sinking of the Titanic, but for two guys that independently developed the electronic oscillator. Kaj je tu elektronski oscilator?
Elektronski oscilator pomeni, da jaz imam ojačevalnik in ojačevalnik, ki ima ojačenje, je bila skrioda, ki jo je izumil Fleming, Fleming je izumil diodo,
Američan, DeForest.
DeForest, 1907, ne? So the first electronic amplifier was the vacuum tube, the triode, invented by DeForest in the United States in 1907. And in če te triode damo v povratni vezavi eno pasovno sito, ne? Dobimo tukaj napravo, ki lahko niha, dobimo elektronski oscilator. So an electronic oscillator can be built if it builds some kind of frequency dependent feedback that's going to define the frequency of my oscillator. And this is really the major breakthrough. To je resnično prelomnica, kadar uspejo narediti elektronski oscilator. No? Lahko si pogledamo tudi, kakšna je razlika. Ne? Alexander Meissner je imel oscilator z diodo, ki je imel v anodi nihajni krok. So the oscillator of Alexander Meissner had the tuned circuits in the plate circuit. In je imel sekundarno navitje tukaj. Sekundarno navitje, ki je krmilo vhod ojačevalnika, se pravi med mrežico in katodo. Ne? So the feedback from the plate circuit to the grid circuit, če je to katoda, mrežica, anoda, ne? Elektronka je ojačevalnik, ima vhod mrežica katoda, izhod mrežica anoda plus anodna baterija. Ne? So the vacuum tube is an amplifier, its input is the gate, a grid, and its output is the plate. Alexander Meissner inserted his tuned circuit in the plate circuit. In pravilno povratno vezavo je tukaj dosegel Alexander Meissner s tem, da je upošteval smer navijanja tuljav. Ne? So the correct phase of the feedback was established by choosing the right direction of winding of these two coils. The secondary winding here was swapped the connections to the secondary winding to get the correct phase, because the vacuum tube inverts the phase, introduces a phase shift of 180 degrees. So an additional 180 degrees is achieved by changing the direction of the windings of the two coils. Se pravi, ojačevalnik, kakor je Flemingova trioda, DeForestova trioda, je bil, obrača fazo. Ne? Kar daste na mrežstvo, signal, ki ga daste na mrežstvo, ga dobiste z obratno fazo na anode. Ne? Zdaj, da ste fazo popravili, da je stvar lahko nihala, je bilo treba navitja navit v pravi smeri, no in sem tukaj dobil v pike naviti, kako so navitja navita. So, I mark with the dots here, I mark the direction of the windings of the coil. This was Meissner. Armstrong je naredil podoben oscilator, ne? S tem, da je dal nihajni krok v mrežico. So Armstrong put his tuned circuit in the grid of the vacuum tube. And the plate had the feedback winding. In anoda je imela tisti dodatno navitje za povratno vezavo, ne? Kjer spet so mogli biti, to je bil CL, ne, ta je določil frekvenco, ta L črtica je bil navitje za povratno vezavo in pike moram narisati spet tako, ne? So again have to write the, draw the dots to see what was the phase of the feedback. Kje je razlika? Zvezi sta zelo podobni na vse zadnje, ne? Kar počne sta. No, Meissner je v resnici hotel narediti tukaj oscilator, ki bi proizvajal moč. Bi imel veliko moč na nehajnem krogu. Medtem ko je Armstrong je hotel narediti sprijemnik. Sprijemnik z reakcijo, da bi povečal povratno vezavo, da bi povečal inojačenje in izboljšal selektivnost.
So where were the reasons why the two guys acted in a different way? Alexander Meissner really wanted to produce oscillations, so he put the tuned circuit in the plate circuit to extract power, to have radio frequency power, while to make a transmitter. On the other hand, Armstrong was trying to make a receiver with feedback, so a regenerative receiver with feedback, and that was his idea behind, so the tuned circuit was actually in the grid circuit, and the feedback was from the plate coil. S tem jaz bi rekel, da je leta 1912 pravzaprav so našli končno na uporabo. So the vacuum tube of the forest finally found its a most important application. This very old vacuum tubes has very little gain. You need a huge amount of tubes, and each one was unreliable to make any sensible amplification. So amplification in radio communication, it is an important fact, but in 1907 this was so expensive that no one could ever afford it. But if you could make with a single tube a transmitter, that's a different story. Se pravi, tukaj tiste ta prve elektronke leta 1907, dobro, ste se zanašali na steklo pihača, kakšen balon vam je napravil. Če ste uspeli izčrpati kolikor trg slep vakum, ven je bilo že dobro, ne? In to je bila izredno nezanesljiva naprava, ki je imela malo ojačanje, komaj merljivo je bilo tukaj ojačanje. Ne? In zdaj, da bi s takmi gradili kakšne ojačevalnike za naše sprejemnike, o tem ni bilo govor. Pač pa, tista ta nova stvar, če pa z eno samo takšno cevo naredimo tajnik, to je pa nekaj novega. Ne? To je tista nova zadeva. Ne? Dobro, zdaj. Kaj nas zanima tukaj, kar gradimo mi zdaj oscilator? Smo rekli, osnove, to je 1912, ne? Patenti so bili 1913, so both oscillators were patented in 1913, the next year. The inventions are back to 1912. And both are almost at the same time, so Americans can only say that Armstrong invented the oscillator, but we know that the story was a little bit different. Vemo, Američani, oni so jasno izumili vse in oni bi rekli, da Armstrong je izumil oscilator in Meissner ne obstaja, ne? Samo, nemo povedati, da tudi Avstro-Ogrska ni bila kar tako, ne? Nemo to priznati. Kakšen je naš pogoj, da oscilator niha? Oziroma, ta prva stvar pri oscilatorju se vprašamo naslednje. Tisto, kar dobimo ven, koliko moči dobimo tukaj ven, ne? To je eno vprašanje mogoče z oscilatorja, ne? In na izhodu oscilatorja, kaj dobimo ven? In jasno, kakšen spektr dobimo. So, the two questions we have to solve today is, okay, how much power can we get out of an oscillator? That's a most obvious thing, but also, what is the frequency? Well, what is the frequency? What is the frequency spectrum? That's more accurate to talk about. It's not, there is no oscillator that will produce just a single frequency. Any kind of oscillator will produce some kind of frequency spectrum. What is the frequency spectrum at the output of an oscillator? So, what is the frequency of an oscillator? The prva stvar, če se vprašamo za frekvenco, se treba pogledati, kaj pravi Barkhausen. So we have to look at the Barkhausen criteria for an oscillator to work. Jasno, prevajalna funkcija tukaj tega našega vezja bo zdaj ojačanje krat H od omega. Ne? To ste tukaj gledamo. Ne? No in Barkhausen kaj pravi, če si rišemo tako frekvenčno skalo, ne? Si rišemo tukaj različne veličine, no? Si rišem tukaj enoto, ne? In zdaj, če si jaz rišem potek tega ojačanja, ne? Lahko ima nekaj ojačanja tudi enosmerni, in rešeno lahko pa gre tudi Če je zdaj tu celotno ojačanje, ne, se pravi, če je tu krivulja, velikost ojačanje ojačevalnika, krat prevajalna funkcija povratne vezave. Ne. So this is the amplitude of a transfer function. Of course, the oscillator can only work when this thing is greater than one. To tukaj mora biti več kakor ena. Ne? So the gain of the whole circuit, amplifier plus feedback, has to be greater than one. This is the first requirement. The second thing is that we have frequency dependency. Imamo frekvenčno odvisnost, tukaj notri vse vsi tu, lahko imamo tudi ojačevalnik ima lahko frekvenčno odvisnost. Even the amplifier may have some frequency dependence, but most of the frequency dependence is here. The important thing is to have the correct phase. Zelo pomembno je, da imamo pravilno fazo. Ne? In če se zdaj jaz na tem diagramu tukaj narišem po teh faze, ne? So plotting the phase of the circuit, written as positive delay, se pravi, če rišem tukaj fazo od tega a krat a od se pravi, draw plot just the phase of this. Phase written as a delay should have here really a negative sign. Faza mora pisati zdaj z negativnim predznakom, zato ker pozitivnim predznakom faza vema, da bo zaostajala. We know that phase is going to be delayed. So I usually write the delay in positive signs, so this is minus phase. Kje bo oscilator nihal? Oscilator lahko niha samo v tisti točki, kjer je faza enaka nič. Jasno pod pogojem, da je ojačanje več kot kar ena. Ne v maksimumu, pač pa v točki, kjer je faza enaka nič. Pri tej frekvenci bo oscilator nihal. So, where are we going to get the oscillation? We are not going to get the oscillation where the gain is the maximum. Much more important is the phase. The oscillator will only oscillate at the frequency where the total sum of all delays is equal to zero or an integer multiple of 2 pi. It is not going to oscillate at any other frequency. The gain need not be the maximum at this frequency. Ni rečeno, da je ojačanje ten maksimalno. Dovolj je, da je ojačanje povratne vezave več kot krena, ampak ni rečeno, da je maksimalno. Ne? Tu ljudje takoj pomislijo, ja, stvar bo nihala ten, ker je maksimalno ojačanje povratne vezave. Ni res. Stvar niha ten, ker je faza pravilna. So the oscillator will not oscillate at the maximum gain of the feedback. But the oscillator is going to oscillate at the point where the phase is correct. The phase of the feedback is correct. It's not going to oscillate at any other frequency. Dobro, zdaj, tukaj, če pogledamo v knjigo Cicibani, elektronika za Cicibane, ne, so najbolj čudne teorije tem, kako oscilator začne nihati, ker ga vklopimo ponavadi. Ne. Ker ga vključimo, pa neki tok steče in nekaj začne nihati samo od sebe. Ne. Mi moramo oscilator pogledati za malo bolj resnega stališča. So, an oscillator is, when you look at books like Electronics for Beginners, things like that, this book says that the oscillator start oscillating because of some kind of a transient when it's turned on, its power is turned on. Well, some oscillators might do that, but this is not the correct explanation. Ta razlaga ni pravilna, da oscilator niha zaradi tega, da bo zanihal. Mi moramo narediti tak oscilator, da bo zanihal v vsakem primeru. So, good, well-designed oscillator should start its oscillation regardless of the starting conditions. So, how can this thing start oscillator if no one is going to kick it? Če nihče ne brcne te naprave, kako bo začela samo od sebe nihati?
So what do you think? How can this kind of circuit start oscillating if no one kicks the oscillator? If it just everything is at steady state.
We have a ball on the top of a rounded hill, and that ball doesn't want to go either one side or the other side. It just stands up and is waiting for someone to kick it. Pravi, imamo žogico na vrhu hriba, ne? Vemo, da ta položaj je nestabilen, ampak dokjer žogice nihče ne prsne, žogica nikamor ne gre. So as long as we don't kick the ball stands up in unstable point on the hilltop. We have stable points in the valleys, unstable points on hilltops, but if no one is going to kick the ball is going to wait there forever. Žogica bo. Kaj štarta oscilator? Oscillator lahko štarta samo šum. So any kind of oscillator, the correct reasoning is that starting by noise. We do have some noise in circuit, and talking about electronic circuits, the major contribution of noise is thermal noise. Se pravi, katerikoli oscillator štarta iz šuma, v elektronskih vezih je ta šum ponavadi toplotni šum. Imamo drugačne naprave, ki so tudi oscilatorji, ki tudi štartajo šuma, ampak tisti šum ni toploten šum. Recimo, laser štarta iz spontanega sevanja tiste laserske snovi, kar ni toploten šum, kar je drugačen fizikalen pojav. So, a laser is also an oscillator, but a laser, identical, this is also valid for a laser, what we wrote up. But a laser has no thermal noise. At optical frequencies, we have no thermal noise, no significant thermal noise. But we have some spontaneous emission of the lasing media. And spontaneous emission is noise, is a kind of noise. It's really quantum noise. It's not thermal noise. But it is noise, and that noise is going to kick our oscillator to start oscillator. Kaj se dogaja z našim oscillator? So what is going on with our oscillator? If we look at the voltage here, voltage is a function of time. U vezju imamo, zbiramo napetost, u vezju imamo zbiran prisoten toplotni šum. At the beginning, we just have noise. Ampak z določeno frekvenco, se pravi, imamo tukaj noter, imamo en vezil, lahko rečem, da imam šum. Ne? So, a noise voltage is added to our circuit. In ta šum, takšno vezje, kot kar imamo, določene frekvence se začne ta šum ojačevati. Ojačevati, ker je ojačanje, začetno ojačanje te jasno smo rekli pogoj, da je tu več kot ena. Ne? So, our condition was that the amplification was larger than one. So, this noise starts getting amplified. In narašča eksponentno. Kaj se zgodi čez čas? Jasno, čez čas ta naš ojačevalnik dosiže nasičenje. Če bom tukaj, I will redraw the drawings, so we have it here once again. So we have noise source. Noise may be coming from different. We have gain. We have feedback. In tukaj imamo izhod, ne? kaj se začne dogajati, kadar ta amplitude narašča? So, the amplitude of this oscillation, the amplifier, since we have positive feedback, is growing exponentially. Narašča eksponentno, izgleda narašča eksponentno proti neskončnosti, ne? Ampak pri eni določeni točki bom jaz dosegel nasičenje ojačevalnika. So when I come to a certain point with the amplitude of this oscillation, I reach saturation. In nasičenje se ponavadi zgodi tukaj v aktivnem ojačevalniku. Kar pomeni, kaj se bo zgodil v nasičenju? Kakšen pojav imam v mojem nadomestnem vezju? V nasičenju tole ojačenje se mora začeti spreminjati. Ne? Se pravi, če bi jaz risal tukaj zdaj ojačanje mojega ojačevalnika, so plotting on the same time scale, my amplification, times transfer function. Če imam tukaj enota, ne? Tu ojačenje jasno začnemo. Začnemo z ojačenjem, ki je več kot ena. Ne? Začnemo z ojačenjem, ki je več kot ena. Ampak, tudi to ojačenje več kot eno mi bo povečalo amplitudo nihanja, ne? Ampak tukaj, kar dosežem nasičenje, ta stvar začne padati. So, the amplification should be larger than one, but as we approach saturation, the gain of the active device starts dropping and drops in the steady state, drops exactly to one. If the circuit is such that we can achieve a steady state. Se pravi, v ustaljenem, kada vi dosežemo ustaljeno nihanje, tukaj dosežemo konstantno ojačenje ena in tukaj naš oscilator lahko niha z konstantno amplitudo. Tako da razen te visokofrekvenčne povratne vezave, ki nam daje nihanje, ne, imamo tukaj še en drugi mehanizem povratne vezave, ki bo omejil amplitudo, ne, ker če sičer bi šta amplitudo preko vsake meje, eksponentna funkcija raste preko vsake meje. So besides the feedback at our operating frequency of our oscillator, we also have another feedback mechanism that's going to reduce the gain of the stage, to get to a steady state, if a steady state can be achieved. Se pravi, ta drugi mehanizem bo poskrbel, mehanizem nasičenja bo poskrbel za to, da se nihanje oscilatorja ustali. Jasno, če je ta negativna povratna vezava stabilna. V dobro narejenem oscilatorju bomo naredili mi takšno povratno vezavo, da bo ta stvar stabilna, da bo to delovalo, resnici tako, kakor je. Da se pa naredi to oscilator tudi takšen, ki ni stabilen, ki se gasi. So, in a well-designed oscillator, this saturation mechanism will reduce the gain and will force the oscillator to achieve a steady state oscillating at a particular frequency. This negative feedback that stabilizes the amplitude of oscillation. In a well-designed oscillator, this feedback is stable. Like we have what we have on board here. We draw this simplification that the gain just goes down and reaches unity, and then we have stable condition, so stable oscillation. This not needs to be the case. In a poorly designed oscillator,
the oscillator is going to quench. And repeat the whole cycle.
Se pravi, v slabo načrtovanem oscilatorju ta povratna vezava, ki znižuje jačanje, lahko ni stabilna. Povratne vezave so lahko nestabilne. Ne? In oscilator se lahko ugasne in začne cel cikl ponovno.
So, if this feedback is unstable, the oscillator may turn off and repeat the whole cycle again after a certain time. Repeat the whole cycle. This is the case of poorly designed oscillators, or we may use this effect in building the receiver.
Ta pojav se da tudi izkoristiti, da krbimo radijski se vdoločeno vrstu radijski sprejem.
No, za zdaj, za danes, za to uro pa naslednjo si bomo pogledali samo stabilno stanje, ne? Našega oscilatora. So, in my following discussion, I am going only to look at stable oscillators, when this feedback is stable, this feedback mechanism of separation is stable. And we have a steady state of the oscillator that we can analyze.
Imamo takšno stabilno nihanje, ustaljeno stanje, kjer se je ustalila amplituda oscilatorja in si bomo te stvari ogledali v podrobnosti.
Koliko časa je potrebno, da se to zgodi? How much time does it take for an oscillator to start oscillating? Tale čas tukaj, ne?
Če rečem delta T, neko časa porabi oscilator, ne?
Je približno obratno sorazmerno z pasovno širino, ne?
Če je pasovna širina tukaj notri v tem sito.
So the startup time of an oscillator is proportional to essentially the most important parameter is the bandwidth. Also this excess gain is also important. Se pravi, tudi ta višek ojačanje je pomemben podatek, ampak v glavnem je tu sorazmerno.
Se pravi, lahko pišem tukaj alfa, ne? I say proportional, so I write an alpha,
is inversely proportional to the bandwidth of our circuit. Kaj to pomeni v praksi? Če imate vi recimo uro z kristalom za vaš mikroprocesor. In kristal, tako je pri mikroprocesorju, ima recimo frekvenco 10 MHz, pa kvaliteto 10.000, ne? Ta čas bo koliko približno potem? 10 kHz pa 10.000 kvaliteta in koliko pa so naširina. So, let's make an example. From the digital world, you have a microprocessor and the microprocessor has a clock, a crystal controlled clock. There's a quartz crystal connected to the microprocessor. The quartz crystal is for 10 MHz, let's say our, the clock of our microprocessor. And it has a quality factor of 10,000. How much time does it take for a clock oscillator to start oscillating? Because we have to hold the reset of the microprocessor as long as the clock is not stable. Dokler ura mikroprocesorja ni stabilna, mi ne smemo odpustiti reseta od veze. To je zelo pomembna stvar pri načrtovanju mikroprocesorja. Ne? So this is a very important point in designing a microprocessor. How much time do we have to hold the reset active to wait for the clock to achieve a stable oscillation? Če gremo pogledat, smo rekli 10 MHz pa u 10.000, je pasovna širina 1 kHz. Obratna vrednost od 1 kHz je 1 milisekunda. So, taking our example, we have 10 MHz. And a Q of 10,000, this gives us a bandwidth of about 1 kHz. 1 kHz, the inverse version of this is 1 millisecond. So the clock of our microprocessor cannot start earlier than in 1 millisecond. So we have to hold the reset active for at least 1 millisecond after applying the supply to this microprocessor. As the processor will crash. Without a stable clock, the hardware conditions for the processor to operate are not given. Se pravi, dokler nimamo mi stabilne frekvence ure, ne moramo zahtevati od logičnih vezij, da delajo pravilno, ne? Pa je delala napake. Tako da, program se bo zakantal, če jaz odpustim reset prehitro, ne?
So the program is going in the microprocessor is going to crash if I release the reset immediately. I have to hold the reset active for at least 1 millisecond, probably more than that, say a factor of 10 milliseconds. I have to hold the reset for the oscillator to be stable, and only when the oscillator is stable, then the digital circuits can perform their function and the microprocessor can execute its code. And the execution of the code is not guaranteed if I don't have a stable clock. That's the reason for the RC circuit in the reset circuit of a microprocessor. To je razlog, zakaj se da na reset vhod od mikroprocesora, se da na reset vezija. Ne? Nekateri mikroprocesori imajo notri tudi še dodatno RC vezijo v samem mikroprocesorju rešeno. Ne? So this is the reason why the reset pin needs an RC delay circuit. Or there may be other RC delays today. Today, manufacturers are able to insert RC delays directly on chip on the microprocessor. So even if you don't care about the reset, the microprocessor is going to think about its oscillator. It's going to delay its start up as long as the oscillator doesn't start to work.
Alfa je pa nekje blizu ena.
Ja, je odvisno tega, koliko večjo jaz imamo. Večje, kot imamo, manjša je alfa. Ne? So the higher the excess gain here, the lower the alfa. Ok? The proportional constant alfa. Ja. Zdaj, the prva stvar, kar bi si šli pogledati, je zdaj, kaj se dogaja v tem stabilnem stanju. So what is going on in this steady state of oscillation? What is the frequency of this oscillation? Kakšna frekvenca zdaj tale naš oscilator niha, ne? No, tu vprašanje ni preprosto. Barkhausenov pogoj sicer pravi, da mora biti faza enaka nič, ne? Ja, koliko blizu niče. So, the first thing to find out is what is the frequency of our oscillator. Well, the Barkhausen criterion says phase has to be equal to zero. Dajmo zdaj poskušati narisati na domestu vizije enega našega oscilatora. So, let's try to draw an equivalent circuit of our oscillator. Imamo nekje ojačevalnik. In za povratno vezavo damo najpreprostejše vezje, se pravi LC in H in krok. Ja, zdaj, tu je zdaj naš H od omega, ne? Frekvenčno odvisno vizije, ima tukaj H. Kjer vsak nihajni krok ima en tukaj RCU. Ne? In zaradi tega RCU ima tudi nek Q unloaded tukaj. Ne? Ja, ampak tu ni tisti Q, ki igra vlogo v našem ojačevalniku. Naš resnični ojačevalnik ima neko vhodno upornost. In ima ta naš brezhibni ojačevalnik in ima neko izhodno upornost out. Ne? So, our real world amplifier has a finite input resistance or impedance. But let's simplify today the things. Let's say this is just a resistance. It has no reactive components. Se pravi, poenostavimo, rečemo, vhodna upornost je končna in poenostavimo stvari, rečemo, ta vhodna upornost je čisto zerovna. And the real amplifier does not have zero output impedance, but has an output, at least an output resistance R out.
ojačevalnik ima saj neko izhodno impedanco. No, in kar lahko rečemo, tukaj lahko rečemo, da tudi jezir ima zdaj en Q obremenjeni, ne? Q obremenjeni, ki je zdaj omega L, od spodi vsota vseh upornosti, ne? Ker to vsota vseh upornosti, višem kot R out, ne? In R C U in R I, ne? The real Q of the circuit, the whole circuit, will not be just the Q unloaded of my resonator, but it will also include the output resistance of the amplifier and the input resistance of the amplifier. Simplifying things, if I have an ideal amplifier with input, infinite input resistance and infinitesimally small output resistance. Se pravi, poenostavljam stvari, če imam tukaj nekaj idealni ojačevalnik, ki ima neskončno vhodno impedanco in je nič to izhodno impedanco. Ne? Pa sem tete njegovo vhodno in izhodno različnega napisal z R in R out. Kaj se zdaj v takšnem vizju zgodi? V takšnem vizju, tudi kadar vizje stabilno niha, ta A se je sicer postavil na to vrednost, ne, tukaj imamo smo na enoti, ne, tukaj smo bili nekaj več, ne, ampak imam zdaj neko stabilno vrednost ojačanja, ne, imam. Kakšna je ta vrednost ojačanja? Takšno, da je ojačanje zanke natančno enako, ena, ne. Akrat kao nam ga ne počne nekaj. Ampak nekaj, kar smo pozabili tukaj, ne, tale izvor šuma se ni ugasnil, ne? So what we forgot in our steady state oscillation, the, we forgot that this noise source actually didn't turn off. The noise source is still active. The noise source is adding noise to our signal. Ta šumni vir docelno dodaja šum našemu signalu. Tega šuma je sicer malo, ne? So this noise is perhaps microvolts, and here we have several volts, if this is a bipolar transistor, we have several hundred volts, if it's a vacuum tube of Alexander Meissner. And the noise is only microvolts. But this noise is being added to our signal all of the time. Stalno ta šum dodaja, se dodaja signal. Kje ta šum pride ven? So where the noise comes from? Well, at least noise, any kind of thermal noise, comes out of resistors. Se pravi, šum lahko pride ven iz uporu. Kje imamo mi vse upore? Nekaj šuma je tukaj. Nekaj šuma je tukaj. Nekaj šuma je tukaj. Vse zvezdice so lahko viri toplotnega šuma. To se moramo zvedeti. In ta toplotni šum tej viri se ne ugasnejo tudi, kadar oscilator doseže njegovo stabilno stanje nihanja. Ne? So even when the oscillator reaches its stable state, these noise sources are not turned off. They are still working. Yeah, here's the first. I danas nas jasno zanima kaj bomo zdaj tukaj na izhodu dobili. So what is going to be our signal? Or in time domain, or written as a phasor with a capital letter. Se pravi, če rišemo tega, da je to izhodno napetost, kot kar kazalc, ne, z ujem in rečemo temu u šuma. Ne. No, a kako lahko jaz zdaj zapišem tole izhodno napetost tukaj? Ne? So how can I write this output voltage here? Hold on a bit. Izhodna napetost, tukaj, če sem se stvari tako zapisal, ne, lahko rečem, da je tu ojačanje, ne, krat vhodna napetost, ne, če imam tukaj zdaj vhodna napetost. Ne, to sigurno je, ne. No, kaj je pa vhodna napetost? Vhodna napetost. In, ne, je zdaj v šuma, ne, in kaj še? In prispevek, kar ga dobim tukaj iz izhodne napetosti, se pravi, in v out, ne, k H od omega, ne. No, tu bi lahko zapisal, da in, ne, to je to napetost šuma, ne, in zdaj pa na mest u out pišem, kaj je u out. So I replace u out again with u in. So is, it is u input times a krat h od omega, ne. No, in zdaj imam enačbo, ki, gledajte, kaj mi povezuje. Povezuje mi vhodno napetost z napetostjo šuma, ne? Poskusim tu enačbo rešiti, ne, zdaj. In sicer še dam ta člen na drugo stran, je u vhodna. So I pushing this term on the other side of the equation. Vhodna napetost je zdaj napetost šuma, ne? Deljeno z ena minus a krat h od omega, ne? So, rewriting terms, if I put this term on the other side, I have 1 minus a times h of, omega, and I move this term to the denominator. Jasno, kaj smo tukaj naredili? Is clear what we are doing here? Zdaj, kot pa je ta a krat h od omega? Ja, mi imamo zelo strog pogoj, ne? Tukaj imamo pogoj, da ena je enako a krat h od omega nič, ne? Čez omega nič postavim to frekvenco, ker stvari nih je omega nič, je ta frekvenca. Lahko zapišem, ne? No, in kaj tu pomeni? Tu pomeni, da per omega nič bi jaz lahko dobil poljubno veliko tukaj na vjetost na vhodu. Jaz tu sem omejen za si želim. So, this simply means that at when omega is equal to omega zero, when we have oscillation, at the frequency we have oscillation, this denominator moves towards this thing here becomes zero. We have an arbitrarily large, voltage from a very small noise voltage. Any kind of noise will produce an arbitrarily large voltage, only limited by the saturation of our amplifier. Se pravi, ta poljubno visoka napetost bo samo omejena z ojačanjem našega ojačevalnika. No, lahko bi rekli, da če imamo napetost šuma še zmeraj prisotno, pomeni, da to ojačanje bo moglo biti en malček večje kot ena, ostaten malček večje kot ena. Ne? So this simply means that this amplification here will have to stay a little bit larger than one, because we still have some noise present, or slower than one, but not exactly one, for the very small difference of noise. To je zdaj tisto, stabilno stanje, ampak mi bomo imeli točno, točno določeno frekvenco. Ne? So this, this thing here will only happen at one particular frequency. Here. Nowhere else. Only there. So we only get one spectral line. Sounds nice. To pravi, se sliši dobro, tukaj bomo dobili eno. Samo spektralno črto, kar tu velja, samo pri omega nič. Ne? Samo pri omega nič je ta stvar enaka ena. Pri vseh drugih frekvencah je tu različna od ena, ulomek ne bo nič in ne bomo dobili nič. Ne? Pri omega nič dobimo poljubno visoka napetost, drugod pa dobimo nekaj, kar je mogoče primerljivo z napetostjo šumasov. At any other frequency we may get something that's comparable to noise, but that is small. That is small. Is that really true? A to resnici drži? Ne, ne drži. Nekaj šuma še tem dobimo. In tisto šuma, kar dobimo zraven, je treba zdaj tukaj pogledati, koliko tizga šuma je. Ne? Se pravi, moramo najdeti eno izpeljavo, koliko se ta napetost šuma se lahko še zmerom ojače, če je ta stvar majhna. Če ta stvar ni enaka nič, ne, ampak če nekaj majhnega, bo ta napetost šuma lahko zelo jačna. So, this noise voltage may get quite amplified at other frequencies where this thing is not zero, but is also not large. It's small. Se pravi, moramo mi malo pogledati, koliko bo ta a krat h od omega. Ne? No, in en preprost zapis z a krat h od omega, ne? Bi lahko bil naslednji. Tale a krat h od omega, vejmo, da je enak enoti per rezonančni frekvenci, zato dam vsoto vseh uporov na vrh, ampak, če gremo proč od rezonančne frekvence, moram tukaj spodaj napisati še kondenzator in tuljavo, se pravi. In j omega l in ena z j omega c. Ne? So, a times h of omega at the resonant frequency of this tuned circuit is equal to 1. Because we have, then at the resonant frequency this becomes 0. And you have the sum of all resistance divided by the sum of all resistance, this is 1. And this is equal to 1. But as we go away from our resonant frequency in the steady state, as we go away from omega 0, this term becomes different from 0 and this is what is eating down the gain. Se pravi, ta stvar, ki je na rezonančni frekvenciji, je tu nič. Ne? In imamo a krat h od omega v stabilnem stanju. I could write this as, lahko bi zapisali tudi, da tukaj imam a nič in tu imam a ustaljen. So I could write this as a zero with no signal and a steady states. So a steady state, I only take a steady state here. Because a is a function of the voltage because of saturation. In lots of issues, pravi u ustaljenem stanju, so in the steady state condition, at omega equal to omega zero, this is what. But as we move away, we can look at the transfer function of this circuit composed of R out, composed of our resonator and composed of our R in, and we can easily derive this transfer function out. Enostavno lahko pogledamo, kakšna bi bila prevajalna funkcija, če se odmaknemo proč od rezonančne frekvence. Ne? Dajmo zdaj pogledati, kakšno je, če zdaj tu zapišem, se pravi, tu stvar bomo skušali zapisati z Q-jem. So let's try to write this thing with the Q. Skušamo napisati z Q-jem. Tako da bomo šli na splošen primer, da ne bomo vezani na to, kar smo videli. So we are trying to define now this transfer function with the Q of our circuit, not with the real component values, because if we write everything with the Q of the circuit, we have the general case. Here. We need not care about what kind of resonator we have here. The only important parameter is Q. Remember that secret agent 007 is unable to do anything without Mr. Q.
Я агент Яка 07 без Q я не буду делать чистечи на хорик из ума, не? No, in kako bomo tu napisali? Bomo napisali, da je zdaj omega, pa bomo pisali, da je tu omega nič in delta omega, ne? In ustavimo tu noter, ne se pravi. J omega L je zdaj J omega nič L, ne? In J delta omega L, ne? In ena z J omega C je pa enako nič in delta omega, C, ne? No. Zdaj poskušam to stvar zapisati, kakor te velik člen plus te majhen, ne? Se pravi, no, zapišem, da je tu zdaj ena in j, omega, nič, C, ne? Krat, tukaj ena in delta omega, omega, nič, ne? Kar je približno, ne? Približno. Ena z j omega. So for small deviation from the frequency, this is 1 plus delta omega minus minus. Just wondering if we have plus in the denominator, we have minus in the numerator. This is for small omegas. Delta, for small delta, delta omega is much, much smaller. For small deviation, then omega is given. Okay? In zdaj naš celotni imenovalc, ne? J omega L in ena z J omega C je enako J omega nič L, ne? In J delta omega L, ne? In ta člen tukaj ena z J omega. No. S prvi člen, ne, manj ta drugi člen je pa delta omega z j omega nič na kvadrat c, ne. No, zdaj, če pogledam, kaj se pokrajša, ne, v rezonanci, se zagotovo pokrajša sta te dva, ne. Da, so these two are equal in resonance at omega zero, so they think have to cancel out. Kaj, kar se tiče drugega člena, ne, če spet tu ustavimo noter, ne, da je ena kaj je ena z omega nič kvadrat c, ne, tu je pa ravno l, ne. At resonance, the other thing is here. Se pravi, in še minus imamo, da skupaj rata tu skupaj, če ratem rata tu, 2 j delta omega l, ne? Smo dobili zdaj približek, so this was an approximation for our numerator. For our denominator. For our denominator. Our ratio. Se pravi, da zapišem, da tu zdaj vsota arrayo, ne? In tukaj imam 2 j delta omega l, ne? Ja, še en malo zrkašel zapišem to stvar, ne? So I can rewrite this once again. Steady state amplification times transfer function is equal to delim z delta r zgore in spode, ne? Ena, ena, I divide the sum of r on both in the numerator and denominator, tukaj imam pa 2 j delta omega l z vsota vseh r, ne? Ampak zdaj to, kaj je tu delta omega l? Delta omega l je delta omega, equation there to delta omega. Delta omega, delta was omega. Omega nič, ne? Krat omega nič l, ne? So I can rewrite this thing. And delta omega l z vsota vseh rajo, ne? Je pa tukaj delta omega z omega nič, ne? Krat, tukaj krat omega nič l z vsota vseh rajo, ne? In ta stvar tukaj, kaj je to? Tu je obremenjena kvaliteta. So this term here is the Q loaded. Not a loaded, but Q loaded. No, in se pravi, tu je zdaj naprej delta omega z omega nič krat obremenjeni punja. Tako da lahko moja prevajalna funkcija napišem na tak način. Ne? Na transfer function, ki bi steady state amplification times transfer function is equal to 1 over 1 2j, ne? Q obremenjeni delta omega z omega nič, ne? In tu je bila tista naša izpeljava, kar smo hoteli narediti. Hoteli smo si zapisati zdaj, kakšna bo prevajalna funkcija, ne, tukaj, za primer, za primer ustaljenega nihanja. Ne. Ker vemo, da če dam delta omega enako nič, če sem točno na frekvenci, ta stvar natančno ena. Ne. Natančno ena pomeni, da tam lahko mi proizvajamo naš signal poljubna amplituda. So this function here, the transfer function in the steady state, is exactly equal to 1 at omega is equal to omega 0, delta omega is equal to 0, is exactly equal to 1, and then we may have an arbitrary voltage produced by our oscillator that is only limited by the saturation of the circuit. At all other frequencies, we have an approximation for the transfer function. And using this approximation, we see that at other frequencies, we will also get some noise. Tudi na drugi frekvenci bomo dobili nekaj šuma, naredimo odmah, ne?